Blog Talk Radio.
Tashi, we're on air.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy Radio. Today's date is January the 6th, 2012, and what an exciting year this has been thus far. You all know that we are in prep of a great and excitement. I'm so excited. I can hardly talk because things have just been so wonderful what's to come to Atlanta. But it's 12 p.m. here in San Diego and 3 p.m. in Atlanta. It's a nice cool day here in San Diego. Before I get to what I need to tell you guys for this very special broadcast that I have today for all of you guys. I'm not sure. I keep hearing that Atlanta's pretty warm, too, but it's a very, very, it's a cool day, kind of cool summery, or should I say fall, California day, but it's an awesome day here. And what I have for you guys today, it is a special broadcast because today marks the kickoff, because the countdown begins, everyone, of the Build, Grow, and Enjoy Keystone Leadership Award, which Build, Grow, and Enjoy and Working Jesus has launched to celebrate those that make a difference in our community. Until then, until showtime of the show, January the 28th, that's happening in Atlanta, the Porter Sanford Center, from 4 to 10 p.m. with a red carpet reception and the actual ceremony with performances and all the great other things that we have entailed with it. I will be having on the air various Keystone leaders that's going to be honored at the awards ceremony to speak on why they were selected for what they will be the recipient of. And today, to kick it off, I have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful team, I want to say, that I know myself, who I've worked with in the community, that I know that's out there personally, out there making a difference for those that's in our community and very dedicated to what they do. And that is Working Divas, and they're going to be the recipient of the Community Working Divas Award. And that's Tashi Bronner and Ms. Ikena Umbaka, both serving at the Ray and Joan Kwok Community Center. They actually run it over there. I mean, these ladies are over here day in and day out, dedicating their time and making it happen in our community. And today I have them on the air to speak so you guys can hear their testimony and their dedication on why they were selected as a recipient of the Community Working Divas Award. So welcome, Tashi. How are you?
Ooh, hi. How are you guys? A happy new year, happy new year to new you to everyone.
Well, thank you for taking the time. I know you and I, Miss Ikena over there, are some busy ladies, man, because you guys are making it happen over there, you know, the Kwok Center and all elsewhere you guys throughout the community. So thank you for taking the time to come on the air today so people can hear your testimony. Let's get them inspired to know that there are people that's out there that care. So first I'd like for you to tell, Miss Ikena has not called in yet, so I'm sure she's still probably running around, you know, handling business like she will, but I know she'll pop in. So let's get on with your interview and let everyone hear you. Let everyone know, who is Tashi Bronner?
All right. I am Tashi Bronner, mother of three beautiful young men. I've been a part of the nonprofit and community service aspect of it for over 14 years. I actually got into it at the age of 13 with my grandmother, who ran a shelter, and just learned about people's struggles and things that they came out of, and just knowing some of the smart people who had some adversities, but in the end turned out to be jewels, and their stories became their testimony, their hardships became their testimony, and I wanted to be a guiding light for those people that were lost, going through something, or just needed someone who believed that, you know, they were able to come out of whatever they were going through, and just to be supportive. So doing that, I decided to work with teens to catch them right before they got into adulthood, to help them look at things a little bit differently and bring light to some of the things they may never have been exposed to, be it a nice restaurant, nice homes, nice doors, nice cars, whatever, just taking them to see that these are some things that they can attain, and there's people that look like them who have these things. So that's where I come in at. If they're cold, I get them a jacket. If they don't have shoes, I get them shoes, and I worry about how to do it or what I'm going to do next after it's done. And I'm driven by passion and love, and because of that, there's nothing too big and there's nothing too small that I wouldn't do for the people that I come in contact with, or those that just need a listening ear for those too. So that's my story.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Tashi, and I'm going to say to everyone, you guys better believe what she is saying, because that is who Tashi Bronner is. And I'm telling you that as a person that that sees it for my own eyes, that Tashi gives of herself more than anyone that I have, you know, known, and just know that she is one of those persons out there that is a keystone leader that's making a difference in those people's lives, and just, you know, giving of herself and just so sacrificial to it. Hey, we got Miss Itina on the line. Hey, my Itina, I knew you would have called in. I know you're busy.
Greetings. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me on, Kalithia.
Yes, thank you for coming on. Like I was telling Tashi, I know you guys are so busy over there, and I was just like, okay, we got to get this in, but I know we're going to do it. But Tashi was just telling everyone who she was, and I'm just going to open up the air and let everyone know who is Miss Itina Umbaka.
Oh, okay. Well, I am, what would we call that, relocated from California, been here in the Atlanta, Georgia area now for 9 years. I love the people, love the city, just really love all I've experienced here. And in terms of who I am, I'm a mother, I'm an Ia, which is a grandmother, daughter, and I really define myself a lot through my family relationships and through my relationships in the community. So in addition to the work that I do here with the Salvation Army, Ray and Joe Kroc Core Community Center, I invest a lot of my time through the Sisters of Tomorrow. That's a female rites of passage community that started in California over 30 years ago, a group of absolutely wonderful African-American women from East Palo Alto. They called it Little Nairobi, actually, at that time. And they saw a need to strengthen families by focusing on the women and the daughters of the community. And years later, my daughter and I learned about it, about 1991. And I became involved as a practitioner, a rites of passage practitioner. And that's a person who really wants to devote their time, their energy, voluntarily to serving their community and doing it specifically through building and strengthening the relationships between mothers and daughters. So that's a little bit about who I am, and I guess I'll open. Do you have some more specific questions about it?
Well, servant leaders and working divas you are. That's why you guys are the Community of Working Divas Awards recipient of this year at the 2012 Bill Grown and Joy Keystone Leadership Award. Now transitioning and speaking of the Ray and Joan Kroc Center, in addition to all that you guys throughout the community. And as I can see now, Miss Itina, you are a Cali girl and got a lot of stuff going on in Cali. But let's talk about exactly what you guys are doing in serving, what your roles are over at the Salvation Army Ray and Joan Kroc Center. Atlanta, by the way, is one of my favorite community centers. Now joining the list, the Porter Center of all time to me. So just go ahead and let everyone know what you guys' roles are. Tashi, if you'd like to say what your roles are, and then we can transition it right back to Miss Itina.
All right. My title here is Administrative Assistant. I'm also Secretary of the Safety Committee here. I also serve as a team mentor and a parent liaison for a lot of the things and resources that are happening around us and at the community center itself. I also teach art here to ages 7 to 12-year-olds, and I also work with teens, do specialty teen programming, and I have the Teen Talent and Fashion Show. So that is what I do here at the Ray and Joan Parkour Community Center.
Mm-hmm. And actually, I refer to her as a bridge builder extraordinaire. She wears hats, so many hats, and she does it so lovingly, and I think she probably has used the word in her conversation with you today, but it can't be emphasized enough that Tashi is so compassionate, so true to the spirit of what she believes in doing that, you know, ours cannot restrict her. I think she lives in
me. And I piggyback that one.
yeah. So, you know, it's just really blessing to have, you know, a wonderful young woman like that here working together, you know, working with us together. So my role is that I serve as the program manager. And so I head the program department. And under the program department, we provide services in several different disciplines and areas. We provide health and wellness programming, education, performing arts, visual arts, and personal enrichment activities, too. We do a lot of special events as well. So we're able to reach individuals and families of all ages, from infants through senior citizens, with the types of activities that are here. You know, we run programs year-round, Monday through Saturday for the most part, 7 a.m. in the morning until 8 p.m. in the evening. And we really try to listen to what the neighborhood residents would like to see happening here at the center, because it's really about being of service to them. So you will see that programming changes. We highlight a lot of special events, master workshops, and then we have those ongoing needs. So things such as after school programming for our 7 to 12 year olds, that's here year round. We have the family literacy program. This is an adult education program that's pretty much free of charge, where the entire family can come and be with us from 5 to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday nights, and we begin it with family dinner hour, and there's no charge for that. It's a hot cooked healthy meal. Once the family has had dinner together, then we offer parent education classes, all right, and parenting fun time. You know, and I think that's important to always just have fun with your children. Take time to do that each night, and once those two components are over, then the academic classes begin for the adults. And adults can come in at all levels, from, you know, adults who are reading below the third grade level, just starting to learn their ABCs. And, you know, it takes a lot of courage to do that, Calithia. And so we really look for volunteers and staff who are going to treat all of our families here with dignity and with understanding about what it took for them to come forward and say, you know, I want to learn to read. I want to go back to school and, you know, get my GED. I like to continue to do more with my life. And we then look at what type of support services are needed to help them be successful in reaching those goals. You know, so the family literacy classes run 6 to 8 p.m. academic classes, as well as healthy relationship and personal enrichment classes that we do on Saturdays, too.
Right. And you guys have, like the last one that when I was in Atlanta, I wanted to get your phone there, that had a great, great, I mean, you guys have a lot of community events that actually, you know, you put out throughout the community. Like, for example, the last one had in September was the one at Pittman Park.
that encouraged health. So that's another area that you guys touch on also. I mean, and these aren't like, you know, just in addition to the classes where it's more educational, but a lot of these events that, you know, that the Proc Center that you guys are hosting are very fun and just, you know, like I said, just you know, in a fun way of doing, you know, educational or teaching the community how to better themselves. And then, you know, so I was just honored when I had partnered up with you guys coming in to do the fingerprinting. And it's so funny, you guys. I got that video that you guys created for the Proc Center. And here I am going through the video to get ready to present for you guys at the award ceremony. And why didn't you guys tell me and my son is in the video? I was like, yeah, but you know,
you spent a lot of time with us, Talithia, and we really appreciate it because, you know, you not only help spread the word about what we're doing, but you're a foot soldier. You're right here volunteering with us. You know, those child safety ID kits were such a tremendous service for us to be able to provide that as a product and as an awareness tool. And I really thank you for that and bring sponsors on board for that.
Yeah, well, it's awesome to be a part of it. And I always enjoy, you know, being a part of all that you guys have going on. And when, you know, they were creating, you know, my committee team was creating the list of all the honorees, I was like, ah! I got two perfect ladies and a great center. So I am just absolutely honored. And as everyone can hear now, you know why Ms. Ikeena Mbaka and Ms. Tashi Bronner have been selected as the Community Working Divas, because as you guys know, they are working divas. These ladies are juggling it, because not only are they serving and giving to themselves, to the community, you know, they still have to balance their home life. As you can see, Miss Ikeena is, you know, has partnered up with her own daughter. And then, you know, with Miss Tashi, you know, she has three sons that she is raising herself. And, you know, of course, you know, their family life, work, that work-life balance, you know, it takes a working diva to do so. So you guys are just absolutely awesome throughout the community. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. And when we get back, I want you guys to just give a little more information on the Croc Center, on how people can get more involved, you know, what, you know, some of the great latest programs you guys have going on. And then we will go ahead and let everyone know that they need to get to this award ceremony so that way they can meet you guys. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back, everyone. And you know the lines are open, 347-215-8709. Very special broadcast here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And that's what we're doing. We're building, we're growing, and we are going to enjoy our community because I have Keystone leaders that will be the recipients of the Keystone Leadership Community Working Divas Award, Ms. Tashi Bronner and Ms. Ikeena Mbaka of the Salvation Army, Ray and Joan Croc Center, community advocates out there. And we were just speaking on who they were and some of the things that's going on at the Croc Center. Miss Ikeena or Tashi, just let everyone know, you know, how they can get to the Croc Center. And I know you guys have tons of programs that people can participate in of their like and let people know, like, some of the top ones that's going on now with the center.
Okay. Well, let us share that our we have a Facebook page. And we also have our own website. The website is croccenteratlanta.org. And you can find us on Facebook at Croc Center as well. We are launching the registration now for winter session classes. And this year, we've got some fantastic staff, volunteers coming on board. You know, we bring the finest of the instructors over here to the Croc Center, and we offer free as well as low-cost activities for them. We're about to start our after-school program, which is just $10 per week. We pick the children up at their school and bring them back here to the Kroc Center. And during the hours from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., they're going to receive homework assistance. They'll have computer lab time. We have a poetry club, dance exploration. We include a mini chef cooking class for them. That's a lot of fun. Tashi leads one of the art classes. She'll be able to tell you more about what happens in that session. And they get some gym time, you know, recreation time. All of that is just $10 for the week. You know, so that's a big one that we want them to know about and get involved. We have just recently completed our new Ben Carson Reading Room, and this is just a very inviting atmosphere for the children ages maybe 12 and under to come and relax and enjoy a book. It's got a very unusual theme. It's a reading room that's a glow-in-the-dark room. So children receive their own little miniature reading lights, and they climb into a tent and grab their favorite book, and they can sit there and read to their heart's delight. And Dr. Carson, you know, he is the neurosurgeon, famous neurosurgeon, who said what inspired him most to change life was reading. And so he's been investing back into the community with his by funding reading rooms, and we are just so proud to be one of the sites now for a Dr. Ben Carson reading room. Children from the community can come here and use the room at no charge. And we have over 500 new books in that reading room, you know, and it's available to them. We've got a great basketball program and sports program going on here at the Kroc Center. Our music program, I think, is phenomenal. We've got some of the best teachers, and we know that because the parents have been bringing them back year after year saying, you know, they just could not find anything like this elsewhere. Music class is going to include the brass instruments, woodwinds, keyboards, vocal, percussions as well. And those are after-school hours for the music lessons. We have dance lessons on the weeknights, including tap dance, and also on Saturdays, ballet, African dance, and praise dance. And this year, we're bringing back, by popular demand, the Whiz Kids. And this is a program where the children as young as age 4 are introduced to science and technology. They're going to work with doing robotics work, forensic science, just an incredible array of things under the category with that many people are becoming familiar with is the STEM. Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics are all being introduced to the children through Whiz Kids. And that's led by Rashawn Dorsey, a really great young man that brought his teen counselors here 1 year, and now they're returning with both the teens and adults, professionals in the sciences and technology to do that. So that's some of it, and I know Tashi can add to it about the other programming that we will be offering.
We will also be doing our fourth annual Teen Talent and Fashion Show, which allows the kids to get dressed up, look nice, and rock some of their threads from they obtained from home or church or what have you, or different sponsors, and so they have the opportunity to build their confidence, rip the runway, and build portfolios and fashion and talent, and be able to take that with them, you know, forever. Launching them to the next level. That's something else that we're having here. Also, we'll be continuing the art classes and poetry classes for the teens. And we'll have a driver safety summit and anti-bullying session for them. So there's a lot of good things that are going to be happening here at the Kroc, and we are so blessed to be able to be a part of it and, you know, have you be a part of it too, Kalithia, and letting people know what we're out here doing and helping us to get that support to make sure that this training, you know, stays on track. So we really appreciate you for, you know, helping promote some of our activities. Thank you very much. And being a part of it. Thank you.
You're welcome. I am here for you guys. Definitely, I am here for you guys. But, you know, I'm just, Bill Gurney George, just absolutely honored to honor you working divas. So do know you are greatly appreciated. I love you both. And just keep doing what you guys are doing because you guys are touching the lives out there. I mean, you guys represent so many. You have no idea. I mean, since creating this, you know, award ceremony and it's just coming out, I mean, there's so many people that are coming to me saying, you know, I need to do more for the community. There's people starting to create, and they're giving me the feedback, create organizations just to get it started, to give back. So do know you guys are the keystone leaders in, you know, the kickoff of this and making that difference, not only to those in the community, but to open the doors for those yet to be born.
And you know, when you mentioned those that are coming next behind us, it's so important for us to invest in that type of leadership development, to look at, you know, what else can we do. So the Croc Center, you know, we engage in doing surveys, taking time to really learn what's the pulse, what's happening out here in our community. You know, we're situated right in the Pittsburgh neighborhood, Neighborhood Planning Unit B, and, you know, it covers like Mechanicsville, McNair Park. I mean, the area where many people are afraid to come, and yet we're finding that this has the greatest heart and soul and love that's present right here. And so we want to be able to bring into the doors, you know, the residents that want to serve their community. You know, we're partnering with them directly. We're finding out what other ways can the Salvation Army meet their needs, and really hoping for that sense of empowerment to occur, so that, you know, they're not dependent upon the Salvation Army, that they become those that are here to serve other than the community. And, you know, so when you mention those, that next generation, that's part of what we're about, really creating that next generation of servant leaders as well.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you guys are great. We appreciate it. I look forward to honoring you both, along with the Croc Center being one
Yay.
Of the organizations of honor with the
Thank
Order
you.
Center. So I am looking forward to this. It's going to be awesome. It definitely will be a night of celebration. It's already going down, Tashi. We know that. So I'm just so excited to have you guys on the air and just taking the time to come and let everyone know who you guys are. I'll see you guys in the next few weeks, and know that you guys are greatly appreciated, and you always got me behind you because you guys are making it happen. So congratulations to you both.
Thank you. Thank you. And
thank
may
you.
I also give out our phone
thank
number?
Give out our phone number. And I have the information on BillGroneAndJoy.com, but you can go on and let everyone know the phone number or, you know, the website also.
Okay, we just like to make that personal contact with you, and please give us a call at 404-638-7254, and we'd love to tell you more in detail and just keep in touch with you. So, again, thank you, Kalithia. Thank you for your listeners, and we look forward to the big event and continuing to do the work that's been set before us.
All right. Thank you so much. I received that in amen. So thank you guys so very, very much. And there you guys have it. There you guys have it. Ms. Aikina Mbaka and Ms. Tashi Bronner, Community Working Divas, recipients of the 2012 Bill Grown and Joy Keystone Leadership Award, where we will be celebrating the community. You can reach out to these dedicated, compassionate working divas by contacting them from the information they just provided, but do know that all this information is also on BillGrownAndJoy.com. The Croc Center is the organization of honor, so definitely that information is on BillGrownAndJoy.com. So that's going to conclude our show for today, everyone, and thank you for tuning in on this very special broadcast. As mentioned, the countdown is on for the award ceremony, so Bill Grown and Joy will be on the air pretty much every day until we get to the actual showtime with the many different Keystone leaders that we will be honoring throughout the community, so you can hear their testimonies, so you can hear who they are and what difference they are making in the community in which they serve. So I just want to say to you all, make sure that you have a safe and blessed weekend. We will be back on the air on Monday, and I will have another Keystone leader on the air, a guy that's actually going to be the recipient of the Humanitarian Award. This guy is out there teaching and disciplining the children of our community through the art of karate, and it's a very unique way that he's doing it, and he is making it happen for our youth in the inner city, and his name is Benson Campbell with Coco Bushi. So he will be on the air on Monday. Looking forward to him coming on and explaining that Tashi and Miss Ikeena have been on the air too. So, you guys, like I said, that's going to wrap up our show for today. Get your tickets, everyone. You can get it on BillGrownAndJoy.com. More information, click Keystone Leader. Tickets are on sale. We are 3 weeks away from showtime. It's going to be a sellout event with all the other people that we have involved, not only our community leaders in Atlanta, but we got a huge list of celebrity community advocates that's going to be flying in from all over to attend. So it'll be a great opportunity to network with these leaders and to get yourself out there yourself, because yes, as Ms. Ikeena mentioned, and as I have mentioned, it is about the next generation, and it's up to you to take that step, and here is your opportunity to come talk to some experience and wisdom leaders throughout our community, Keystone leaders. So that wraps us up today, you guys. Have a great, great weekend. My blessings to you all, and as always, enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.